Welcome to Short Vart on Parshas Emor and Lag BaOmer. Parshas Emor once again has the mandate of keeping and observing Shabbos, as the pasuk says, "Sheishes yam teyasa melacha," 6 days your work shall be done. Uvayom Hashvi'i, on the seventh day, Shabbos Shabbosan. It's the Shabbos of all Shabboses for Hakadosh Baruch Hu, for the Almighty. Fascinatingly enough, this year, Erev Shabbos, Friday, is Lag BaOmer, and there's a very deep connection between Lag BaOmer and then Lag BaOmer being the portal into Shabbos Kodesh. We know Lag BaOmer is the yard site of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai wrote the Zohar HaKodesh, and he brought the deep secrets of Kabbalah, of the Sodei HaTorah, into many of our regular observances, whether it's Kiddush, whether it's Tefillin, many other mitzvahs, where we just did the physical action. Maybe we understood that we're doing it as a mitzvah, which itself is important and elevating. But Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai brought into many of those actions a tremendous depth and an understanding that a simple act of masa, of a mitzvah, can have tremendous ramifications all the way into the highest spheres of existence. I just want to give one example. You know, the words of Kiddush begin with Yom HaShishi. And then we go into Vayechulu. It was the sixth day, and the world was completed. Really, we should begin Kiddush with Vayechulu. That's the beginning of the Pasuk. And the words Yom HaShishi, the sixth day, are from the previous Pasuk. Why are those two additional words added? Very simple, because when you take the words Yom HaShishi, Vayechulu, HaShamayim, those four words together spell the Shem Havaya. They spell Hashem's holy name. But even more than that, if you just take the actual amount of words in the Kiddush, there's 70 words in total. If you add the two additional words of Yom HaShishi, we get to the number 72. In Kabbalah, the number 72 represents the numerical value of Hashem's name spelled out, the Yud Hey Vav Hey, using the Yud, the Hey, the Vav, and the Hey, which all together ultimately spells 72. It's known as the Shem Ayin Beis. With that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually created the world. So much so that the first two words of Yom HaShishi are considered so powerful that even people who sit through Kiddush, the first four words of Kiddush, Yom HaShishi, Vayechulu HaShamayim, which spell HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name out, the custom is that they stand, and only after that do they sit down. And when we pick up the kais, the Zohar teaches us, we surround it with all our fingers and we hold it in the palm of our hand, and that recollects a rose, which somehow connects to Malchus, the highest of the spheres, and the simplest of acts of picking up a kais of Kiddush has tremendous, tremendous ramifications all the way up in the Olamos Elyonim, in the heavenly, heavenly spheres. A simple act of a little wine or grape juice in a cup held in our hand with 72 words is not a simple act. It is an incredibly deep and powerful act. And if we understand this, it breaks out the deepest elements of Kiddush that we make. Almost like what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai did with the Zohar. He brought out the deepest elements. That's why we light a fire. A fire somehow is always able to identify the deepest combustible energy in type of any object. And it kind of brings it to life. And it incorporates it. So the challenge this week is, as we slip from Lag BaOmer, this incredibly powerful day with tremendous spiritual energy and koichos, into Shabbos, let's take a moment when we make Kiddush to understand that we're not just saying words, we're not just repeating history, we're not just making a bracha. Our actual act of saying those words, of holding the kais, are having tremendous ramifications in all the Olamos HaOlyonim, and a simple Jew is doing amazing things that literally impact and affect the entire world. Just a moment to think about that could transform the power of our Kiddush. Wishing you a beautiful Heilige Shabbos, a Shabbos with Kedusha Shabbos, and a Shabbos with a beautiful Kiddush.